Restoring My Soul, Monday the 2nd of January, Two Marriages. Commitment to reformation in one's family and where applicable in their marriage is a defining characteristic of those who are part of Jacob, the generation who seek the Lord. Accordingly, the familial and marital issues that every Christian couple must negotiate in order to obtain the blessing of the Lord are detailed for us in the account of Jacob's pilgrimage and in particular in his relationships with his wives, Rachel and Leah. Both of Jacob's marriages were affected by the dynamics of the fall and required significant restoration. Jacob himself needed to forsake his cherub-like expression toward his wives, which is typical of fallen men. Likewise, Rachel and Leah needed to be delivered from the sorcerous practices of seduction and manipulation within their marriages, stemming from the other law within their hearts. After residing in Laban's house for a month, Jacob was asked what his wages should be for his service. Jacob offered 7 years of service for Rachel's hand in marriage. She was a beautiful woman in form and countenance, while her older sister Leah was less appealing, being described as having weak eyes. Jacob had quickly developed a romantic affection for Rachel, and his 7 years of service seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. However, at the conclusion of these 7 years, on the evening of Jacob's wedding, Laban deceived him. He gave him Leah rather than Rachel. It is unlikely that Jacob's marriage to Leah happened against her will. It is more probable that Leah, as the firstborn daughter, demanded this of Laban, and that Laban deceived Jacob at her behest. Jacob was incensed when he realized that he had been deceived. However, he agreed to observe the ceremonial week pertaining to his marriage to Leah. Following this week, he married Rachel, for whom he served Laban for another 7 years. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 24, verse 6, Genesis chapter 29, verse 17, Genesis chapter 29, verses 15 to 20, and Genesis chapter 29, verses 21 to 28. For further study, Genesis chapter 29.